WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, mental fitness fanatics. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, this is a gym we all need to be hitting, especially when that little voice in our heads keeps whispering, maybe tomorrow. We've all been there, right? That sinking feeling when you know you need to get something done, but suddenly folding laundry or watching another cat video seems way more appealing. Procrastination is the ultimate buzzkill, stealing your time, energy, and sometimes even your peace of mind. But guess what? Today, we're turning that procrastination party into a productivity powerhouse using some seriously cool stoic techniques. Think of these tools as mental muscle builders, helping you develop discipline, focus, and that unshakable sense of control over your own life. And trust me, once you master them, you'll be crushing deadlines like it's nobody's business. Ready to ditch the procrastination habit and level up your game? Let's dive in. First things first, let's address that elephant in the room, our internal critic. You know the one, always whispering doubts and fears, convincing us we're not good enough or capable of handling what's on our plate. Stoicism teaches us to recognize these thoughts for what they are. Just thoughts. They don't have power over us unless we give them that power. Imagine those negative voices as annoying flies buzzing around your head. Acknowledge their presence, but don't let them land and bite. Instead, focus on the task at hand and remind yourself of past successes. Remember, you've overcome challenges before and you can do it again. Next up, we have the power of negative visualization. Now, this doesn't mean dwelling on doom and gloom. Think of it more like preparing for every scenario. Imagine your project failing, missing deadlines, or facing setbacks. By acknowledging these possibilities upfront, you're less likely to be thrown off guard when they actually happen. It's about building resilience and accepting that life throws curveballs. And speaking of resilience, let's talk about breaking down those giant tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever felt overwhelmed by a huge project? Break it down into bite-sized pieces, focusing on completing one step at a time. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run the entire distance in one go, right? Celebrate each small victory along the way. Those wins add up to major progress. Remember that feeling when you finally finish a tough task and that wave of accomplishment washes over you. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment, savoring those wins, big or small. It's about appreciating the journey, not just the destination. So take a moment to acknowledge your hard work and progress. Lastly, remember that consistency is key. Building mental fitness isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate those victories, and keep showing up even when you don't feel like it. Because every day is a chance to strengthen your mind, conquer procrastination, and become the best version of yourself. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a daunting project deadline. Instead of feeling that familiar wave of panic, you take a deep breath, recall those stoic techniques, break down the task into manageable steps, and focus on the present moment. You're tackling it head-on with confidence and clarity. That's the power we're talking about here, the power to transform procrastination from a foe into a friend, helping you achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life. So there you have it, folks. 5 stoic techniques to help you slay procrastination and become the master of your own time. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to level up your mental game. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these powerful insights. Let's spread the stoic love and build a world where procrastination is a thing of the past. And as always, thanks for joining me on the Stoic Mind Gym. Until next time, keep your mind sharp, your spirit tight, and your willpower strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.